Our old clinic was very functional and we got along well with it, but one of the drawbacks for it was that it was space that was kind of cobbled together. There was a hallway in the middle of it, a hallway that's used by everybody in the UW community. Sometimes lab school students would be running up and down. There was a classroom right in the middle of the clinic, so UW students would be coming in and out. We didn't have a clear designated waiting space for clients. There was no area that really demarcated, okay, now I'm in a professional workspace. For clients, that's important because some of our clients wouldn't quite know where to go, and they'd be seeing all these students and all this other kind of traffic and other activity in the area, and I don't think they felt actually like they were in a professional clinical space. So now when they come in, there's a clear door that says, now I'm entering into the clinical space. There's nothing else that takes place in that area. No other students or people walking around. And that gives them a sense of, okay, I'm entering a safe and secure place where I know that whatever I say is going to be kept confidential. I don't have to worry while I'm sitting in this waiting room that one of my friends from class is going to walk by and see me and wonder what's going on. So it just provides a nice, safe, secure place for the clients. At the same time, our students, I think, are recognizing that, oh, I'm in a professional space. We've noticed that when they're in the clinic, they tend to be dressing a little more professionally. They tend to take themselves a little more seriously. I think it's great preparation for them to be then moving out into the practice world for their internships, because they will have been in a space that looks very similar to a community agency. So they'll go to a community agency and they'll say, oh, I'm in a professional workspace, and I'm used to that because I've been in a professional workspace.